Dr. Masood Mohammed spends his days trying to save people from COVID-19, but now he's trying to save wildlife too. Mohammed is an emergency medicine resident at Bay State Medical Center in Massachusetts. He's launched a campaign that encourages people to remove the straps off their disposable protective masks before throwing them away. We've all seen it before. A lot of old masks end up in places they shouldn't, like in the park or at the beach, and animals are getting tangled.
Once they're in those places, wildlife, especially birds, can get caught in them or try picking them up and using them for their nests, and that can get caught on their feet, that can get caught on their necks and strangle even kill them.
He calls the movement Mask Off, Straps Off, and many environmental and animal rights groups are making that same recommendation.
You're listening to C19, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut, New York region.
Coming up, a new deal in Connecticut is expected to bring more jobs to Bridgeport, an update in the defamation lawsuit against Alex Jones, and New York couldn't reach a budget deal by its April 1st deadline.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone.
One of New York City's largest ferry boat companies has entered into a long-term contract to service its fleet of boats in Bridgeport, Connecticut. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports the deal is expected to bring 100 skilled jobs to the city.
Hornblower Group operates the New York City Ferry and Statue of Liberty Cruises and other ferry and vessel operations in North America and the UK. Scott Thornton is the company's chief operating officer. He says they'll start servicing their fleet of more than 100 vessels at Bridgeport Boat Works in the city's harbor later this year.
We look forward to welcoming a variety of vessels from other fleets as well, from across the East Coast, providing unmatched service and maintenance right here on the Bridgeport waterfront.
The facility will feature a 700-ton travel lift for hoisting large vessels, which would be amongst the largest of such lifts in New England. Governor Ned Lamont says he's been assured most of the hires will be from Bridgeport.
Bridgeport is in transformation. The state of Connecticut's in transformation.
Bridgeport Boat Works plans to invest $8 million to improve and expand the facility. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
The U.S. Supreme Court has denied an appeal requested by conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. Sean Gribben has more.
Jones was sued for defamation by the families of victims in the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Connecticut. He had claimed that the shooting was staged, and the 20 children and 6 educators who died were actors. These claims have caused his followers to harass and send threats to the victims' families. Jones has defended his statements and argued that they are protected under freedom of speech. Despite this, he has lost the case under both the trial court judge and the Connecticut Supreme Court, and now will not be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court. His lawyer, Norm Pattis, has called the court's decision a disappointment. Sean Gribben, WSHU News.
New York missed its deadline for a budget plan, but what does that mean for New Yorkers? More on that in just a bit, but first headlines and a message from C19 supporter.
Support for C19 comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Looking to get the COVID vaccine in our region? Here's the latest on how you can do that.
Starting tomorrow, all residents in our region over 16 will be eligible for the vaccine.
Connecticut residents, you can schedule an appointment by visiting ct.gov/COVID vaccine or call 877-918-2224. New Yorkers, you can schedule an appointment using the Am I Eligible app or by calling 833-697-4829.
Students at Quinnipiac University in Connecticut will be allowed to move forward with a federal lawsuit against the college for unchanged tuition payments during the pandemic. The students say their college education and experience since last March has been disrupted by online learning and is not equivalent to the value they were promised. They claim tuition fees for events and services that could not happen because of the pandemic were inappropriately used by the university. The lawsuit was filed in June 2020 by a group of students and their parents. A judge says in-person learning might be a contract breach, but dismissed any claims made against the quality of their education. Some New York State lawmakers have proposed new legislation that would shift the cost of recycling away from municipalities to the producers of packaging and paper products instead. It's called the Extended Producer Responsibility Act. Other countries have similar laws, but unlike this one, they exclude newspapers. Critics of the New York bill argue that the newspaper industry has been hurting for a while due to big tech competitors and the COVID-19 pandemic, and burdening them with recycling costs now will further limit access to local news. Newspapers are already recycled at a far higher rate than any other recyclable product. In 1989, New York's newspapers reached an agreement with the state to increase its recycled newsprint usage by 40% by the year 2000. April 1st has arrived with no agreement on the state budget in New York, and for the first time in over a decade, there's no clear indication of when a spending plan might be passed. State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli warned that if the impasse lasts beyond next Monday, the paychecks of some essential workers might be delayed. Karen DeWitt has more.
Governor Andrew Cuomo has touted his track record of relatively on-time budgets during his 3 terms in office as a sign of properly functioning state government. This year, the governor is facing 4 major scandals, including multiple allegations of sexual harassment and accusations that he and his staff covered up the actual number of nursing home deaths during the COVID-19 pandemic. Cuomo has not spoken publicly, but his budget director, Robert Mujica, told Spectrum's New York One that the governor's troubles are not impacting the talks.
The budget negotiations have been seamless, just like, you know, any other year.
One of the major sticking points is a proposal backed by Democrats who lead the legislature to impose $7 billion in new taxes on New York's wealthy and on corporations. Cuomo supports a $2 billion tax plan instead. He said that he worries that raising taxes too high on the wealthy will only cause them to leave the state, or at least change their primary residence to a lower taxed locale. Mujica says the governor and lawmakers are trying to strike a balance that will grow the post-pandemic economy without hampering it.
So that we don't reach a tipping point where instead of helping with the recovery, we're actually harming it.
State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli warned late Thursday that if the budget is not adopted by Monday, 39,000 state workers, many in healthcare and correctional facilities who've been frontline workers during the pandemic, may see their April 8th paychecks delayed. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. C19 is supported by Hartford HealthCare.
As always, you can send us your thoughts and story ideas to news at WSHU.org. We'd love to hear from you.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone. We'll talk tomorrow.